Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about podcast on expanded problem analysis. Sounds a stupid thing to do a podcast on, but one of the things is that after you work on a problem aside, you extend the scope of the problem to see that the way that you define it is slightly different. So the thing I'm going to talk about is from the in the 90s, there was a problem of human feces or shit floating in the water at Bondi, Australia's most iconic beach, and people were mostly outraged. How dare? Who did this poo? Or how did this poo get here? You know, surely the system should be such that we can actually stop this sort of thing happening. And you've got a whole series of store dynamics where you have, you could say, various things about various people. There's the psychology of the person who wants their lovely day out at the beach and it's ruined by a poo floating through the surf. You know, they get moored and they're barking for sitting on the edge, the end of their surfboard and all that type of stuff, or clogging up their snorkel. So there's that aspect of it, and they can easily blame the council. Council, how dare you put this poo in the surf? But obviously, ultimately, it's their own poo. They have actually gone back further inshore one day, eaten a large meal, done a poo, and the poo's gone into the sewers. So the person who's ultimately responsible for the poo is the actual person surfing. However, they can get quite angry at the council, and the council have just merely not understood enough to prevent the poo going in. Then you can say that the store owners who want people in the surf, the economy burning along, they don't particularly want to actually make too much of a fuss of a poo. They seem to say, well, what's the problem? Can business continue as normal? Do we have to actually stop things because there's a poo here? So it sounds as though that they would say, well, I don't know, but I think we're going to blame the council as well, which is all okay. But what actually happens is that at a certain point in time, people have had a convenient process of where they do a crap and they swim in their crap. That's convenient. It's very simple. Basically, who pooed in my pants? Yeah. Who has pooed in my pants? And this type of stuff. So you can easily have a feeling that the problem is not yourself, and that you've managed to get a cheaper product, a cheaper, dodgier product, and that's sewage disposal, where the sewage actually just gets plopped straight in your water. It's obviously cheap, it's easy to have, and it's this sort of your typical cheap bargain basement idea or process. This kind of, you can go like ever you want, mate. So I'm just going past the cyclists. The thing is that you can come up to a problem, and the problem as it is, as it's live, the problem live, often has a lot of people upset. They have a feeling that they've been shortchanged, and they definitely don't want to invest more to do the thing properly. It's sort of like the entire idea of your disposable throwaway idea. Sort of, it's a built-in obsolescence, and people will buy a series of 10 quick replacements, which only last a couple of months. May it be a printer, may it be a cheap paint, cheap clothing, sort of a cheap thing, and it only lasts a certain amount of time, and they wind up paying more. But and so it's really hard to convince them that hang on, don't buy as many and buy good quality. So it's good quality clothing, good quality ideas, good quality there, good quality sewage treatment. You know, it's something to go across. And people are reluctant to get involved in actually checking here. You're just a bit too scary coming behind me. I don't have to change lanes for a fair while coming up here. Sorry for talking to myself. I am driving up to a produce place. I bought some wheaten hay rather than oaten hay. Now, if you know the difference, wheat is a lot of high sugar content. It's sort of bad for your animals, your little furry animals. And you've got to buy oaten hay. Now, the idea is, are you stupid person? You've bought oaten hay. You bought wheaten hay. You probably made a mistake. How could I possibly make a mistake? I don't even know that wheaten hay existed. But look, this is a bit of a side. So how can you actually make that mistake? And in a certain extent, people come in and there's a bit of a shock and surprise. How can this poo be in the surf with me? Because I didn't even know that we had a sewer outflow. I didn't even know this type of thing happened. So I can sort of... The faults happen and we have to fix it up. And I have to find a way of actually saying, look, we have to fix this up. And it's not going to be an easy... The message is that the easy, no-thinking option is not on the plate. And the fact that you've been fed this non-thinking way of working it, that's been very easy, you're very used to it. Sort of like being fed basically junk food, over-processed food with actually no content. You know, sort of like people have been raised on McDonald's and fruit and veggies and a plate and all that type of stuff, and cooking, that's a whole lot of hassle. It's basically we've been having a convenience thought. So there's sort of two elements to it. One is that I'm talking about the science education, where we are teaching a whole lot of rubbish to our kids. I'm not doing that as an old fart who thinks I know more. I just know that if you use the knowledge given at school and you handed it to a person to do anything with, they'd likely cause a disaster and kill a whole lot of people. So essentially we're teaching overly processed convenience ideas to kids, and the step of solving it has got this huge problem that you have to slow down and build robots, and there's a whole series of activities that people are going to be resistant to and this, you know, this entire poo in the surf thing. At the end of the poo in the surf, the poo is your poo and it's in the surf, and the reason that you're there is that you believe that it's a good way. It's sort of like a shot. I'm going to have a great day in the surf. So there's a whole series of expectations. It's come undone, and don't lash out at me when I say, well, look, what you have to do is go and look at these engineering problems and look at this water flow here and look at this treatment plant here. That seems a lot to worry about. But unfortunately, if you don't want to have poo in the surf with you, you've got to do these processes. And one of the processes are in that your soul, easy living, sort of carefree living where everything's done for you. Unfortunately, the education and science, the thing is, it's not... it is done for you, and it's not. It's not done for you in terms of that. You have to actually do a little bit of thinking. Science is that little bit complex. Well, that's what's so beautiful about it. So actually trying to actually get this... forward is that you do have the issue that you've got a whole series of dynamics built up about when you go for a swim in the oceans off Australia in the 90s, before we actually restructured our sewage outfall so it just didn't our sewage weren't just pumped out into the deep ocean. And the, we actually treated our sewage and stuff like that. So what the fuck? I've got these mad people going in front of me at the moment, so I just have to watch, and I want to be on this one. Here we go. So turn off, mate. So it is this major problem, and it's trying to find the start of a paper which says this is a paper like no other, simply because we're dealing with a problem which is sort of like the Abu Ghraib, or sort of combination of Abu Ghraib, things. You've got a lot of people who are really unhappy that this has come across, like a series of, like a mesh of immoral ideas, where the morality is trying to actually pick out how to rescue someone who's at the end, made a good moral decision, a good decision on the, in a sea of immoral. The foundation of our teaching is incorrect. And so a lot of people have approached it with goodwill, and you don't want to say, no, that's not good enough. There's a lot of innocent people caught up in this, and you want to protect them. But at the end of the day, you know, justice has to be served. Science has to be done, and we've got to find a way of doing it. So I've got to really come up with a way of saying, warning, this paper is like no other. We've got a job which is much bigger, a much bigger thing. So this is not just a chit-chat advertisement. This is a warning. This is a critical fire emergency. And this is one of the things that Australians have changed, the way they respond to things. They now have bushfire emergencies, coronavirus emergencies. There's a feeling that, you know, we've really, there's a grade of response which has to be bigger, because if it's not there, the innocent people are going to die on the overall thing. Okay, and I'm into this produce store, and I'll try and do another podcast on the way out. Okay, thanks a lot for listening. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.